Hey everyone, welcome back to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I did almost say welcome back to the Untamed.
Well,
I'm Claire, and as always, I'm joined by Sarah.
Hello. Hi. We're not talking about the Untamed, we just did that.
Yes, we're not talking about the Untamed. We did just do that for a solid 10 minutes while I tried to eat a cough drop, because I'm still sick.
You've been sick for like 3 episodes now, which is a really long time.
This is a really long time, and now I'm wondering if I maybe had some sort of illness that was not a cold. But it's probably too late to do anything about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Let's break into a natural history museum.
Yeah, except now it's just, like, a weird hell archive. This mission is called the Stolen Archive, which I did have to look up, because nothing happens in this mission.
You murder people.
You murder people, but the outsider isn't there. So, like, what's to like, really?
Okay. Fair enough.
I do have the intro.
I love you.
Thank you. I think that that's just my job now.
That's fair. I think that's fair.
Okay, so this mission is really depressing. So it starts with, I watched the fires burn all night, smoke blocking out the stars, water hissing as the hull of my old ship blackened around his body. Dowd, gone at last. How many tried to kill you and came no closer than I did all those years ago? How much coin was on your head, old man? Now no one but the void can collect. For years, I imagined the outsider offering me his mark. Instead, he's given me the knife that made him, a weapon that could surely unmake him as well. I can't begin to understand his motives, but I know what Dowd wanted. And if he's got to wander the void forever, maybe I can give him some measure of peace by ending this. As the dreadful whale burned to cinders, did the outsider laugh or just watch, same as me? It's as fine a pyre as I can make. Farewell, Dowd. I'll finish what you started. So rip to Dowd.
Bye, dude.
Bye, dude.
That does suck.
I do think it's interesting. I mean, they keep talking about, like, how Dowd is going to, like, wander the void, and I'm like, is that just what happens when people die, do we think?
I think so.
That sucks, dude.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see, I guess.
We'll see. Yeah. This will never be relevant, so don't worry about it, but...
Yeah. So you are no longer on your ship, which is kind of sad. Instead,
you wake up... Because you set it on fire.
Yeah, because you set it on fire. Which is a totally normal thing to do. So instead, Billy wakes up and she's, like, squatting in an abandoned apartment with various things that she took from the ship before she burned it.
Yeah, it's, like, her stuff.
Her personal effects.
Yeah, and she's like, Dowd is dead and Megan Foster died with him. So, like, yeah, she's back to being Billy.
That's fine. You can listen to an audiograph.
Yeah, it's sad. It's like Dowd's last words.
It's called Farewell Dowd, and if you go to the Wikipedia page for this entry, it does mention that the Dreadful Whale is an anagram of Farewell Dowd. I was like, wow.
Fuck off.
That made me sad. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
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 I'm not gonna read his stupid audiograph because he's so he talks for so long.
The man loves to talk.
Basically, he just talks about, and he was like, oh yeah, sorry Billy that I never told you about my time at Karnaca and like about my past, but I know none of that matters. All that will be left of me is your memories. You were the best I ever taught, and your betrayal was expected. Okay, don't know about that one.
Well, he's like, well, because of, like, the lives we led, you had no choice to turn against me.
Yeah. I was like, okay, great concept that I'm actually very into, but please stop talking. This is so long.
But yeah, and basically then he's like, hey, definitely go kill the outsider. Thanks.
Yeah, and then he also mentions that he stole her whiskey before he died.
Yeah, and he's like, this isn't such a bad way to go. Your whiskey's pretty good. And that's pretty sad, but it's fine.
And then he's dead.
We've established that he's dead.
Yes. So as per the last mission, we are going to where the Oracular sisters are, because Dolores Michaels, that dude who stole from her, Cienfuegos sent notes about the Eyeless to the Oracular Sisters. Honestly, it's a little convoluted.
Yeah, well, because, like, didn't Michael's, like, she had, yeah, she had the stuff, but Cienfuegos stole it from her?
I think so.
And then sent it to the Oracular Or. Wait, why would he do that? Whatever. I don't care.
I don't know. I don't know why he did it, but he did it.
And he was, like, super obsessed with the Void.
So we're gonna go steal from the Oracular Sisters. And we're gonna do that at the, what was it, the Museum of Natural Philosophy or whatever.
It's the Royal Conservatory.
Yeah, sure. The Royal Conservatory, where we've been before.
Yes. And they, like, put up some different walls, but it's, like, basically, it's the same map, really. It's the exact same map.
It's very convenient because they put up, like, you know, like, in biohazardous situations where they put up, like, tented walls? That's what they've done.
The biohazard is heresy.
Yeah. The biohazard. So, yeah, they put up tented walls everywhere. So, like, it's a lot easier to sneak around because no one can see you. There's a fuck ton of walls.
Yeah, although I still ended up just having to kill a bunch of people because I wasn't being very stealthy because I was doing this, like, this morning.
I also did this morning. I also killed a lot of people. But yeah, so it's the same map. There's not a ton outside of the Royal Conservatory.
There's that one nice lady.
There's one woman, Courtney, who asks you to take a look at, like, a quarantined abandoned building across the street for her. Her boyfriend went in there and hasn't come out. So you do.
And he's in there. He's dead.
The man is so dead. He went in trying to retrieve a wedding ring for poor Courtney, so I guess they're not getting married.
No, and then you can, like, you can take the ring and bring it back to her and, like, decide whether or not to give it to her.
I gave it to her.
Yeah, I gave it. And you can also just, she, like, offers you a reward and you can decide whether or not to take it.
I did not take
it. I did not take it. It's like, also she's, like, pregnant if you steal the note that she has. It's just, like, I'm not taking this woman's money.
She's pregnant?
Yeah, if you pickpocket her, she has a note that's, like, from a doctor that's basically, like, yo, you're pregnant.
Solid.
So that sucks.
Sorry for her and her, oh, man, poor Courtney and Lonnie.
I do feel bad for Courtney. She's very nice. Also,
she
was
nice.
When you first talk to her, Billy is like, you look pretty tough. Like, why don't you go look yourself?
Yeah, and she's like, no, I promised I'd stay put. And I was like, okay, weird excuse, but it's like, I mean, I just don't think that, like, your promise to your boyfriend about staying put, like,
well, I think it's
counts if he doesn't come back.
I think that her boyfriend was like, you're pregnant, you should stay here.
Yeah, but it's been a couple of days, she says.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough out here. Also, sorry, I just remember this. Can we talk about the, like, sad note that Billy wrote that's in her little hideout place?
About the hand?
About her fucked up dream.
Yes, let's talk about her fucked up dream. So she has been having dreams again, and in this one, Deirdre showed up, and she was just carrying Dallas' hand.
Yeah, and, like,
fucked up.
It's not great.
So weird.
But yeah, and so it's, like, Dallas, like, cut off hand, and, like, it has, like, the outsider's mark on it. And then Billy is basically like, did the outsider send me this dream? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
what
does
that mean?
Like, why is he making me dream about Deirdre?
Yeah, it was weird as shit.
I feel like probably it's just her subconscious being a hot mess. Because her life is
terrible.
Yeah,
probably it is.
But I also like her being like, can I just please blame this on the outsider? I don't like this.
I mean, yeah, if my dreams included my dead girlfriend carrying my father's cut off hand, I'd be like, huh, seems a little bad.
Didn't love that.
Wasn't super into that.
Anyway,
yeah,
you can go to the black market shop because there's nothing else to do here. You have a very small slice of
they've cut this, like, area by not like a ton because the main map is still the conservatory, but, like, in Dishonored 2 there was, like, a bit more of, like, the river and a couple of other shops and stuff you go to, and they've cut all of that out.
Yeah, so basically you just, like, you can go to the black market shop and buy some stuff and look at the contracts. one of the contracts is, like, to steal the head curator's, like, notebook where she lists her prophecies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I remember because it's the only one I did.
Okay, well, the other one is someone believes the Abbey is committing unspeakable crimes in the Royal Conservatory. And correct. They want you to kill everyone except for Overseer Brother Cardoza, who you should leave in his own musical chair. Now, we don't know what that means yet, but that just doesn't seem great.
It's bad.
And there was also one called Risky Wager, and this person left an artifact in their abandoned house that they want back. And they don't think anyone's stolen it because it's got a ton of traps and stuff, which I already know because I already went in here and set them all off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, every time I go here, it's like, so this is an apartment on the second floor that you can go into. In the Dishonored 2, it's an apartment that's just, like, fucking infested with blood flies. And now it has, like, a shit ton of traps in it. And if you're paying attention, there's, like, a lot of dead overseers and an oracular sister who all, like, set off the traps. So it's not actually a huge deal. And also, if you just, like, set one or two off, all the rest will go off, and you could just, like, step outside, and it doesn't matter.
Just, like, you give it a second while everything blows up.
Yeah. And then you can just go open a safe that is not locked in any way, shape, or form, and steal, like, a weird relic.
I love the idea of you just, like, set up a bunch of, like, tripwires, and then you're like, I don't need to lock this safe.
I know! Why did you lock it? It's fine, I guess. So I stole that, and that was great. You never get to return it to anyone. I just carry it around.
That's yours now.
It's mine now. and then you can go in the Royal Conservatory.
Yep. The big turtle's still there. That's what I cared about.
Yeah, the big turtle is still there, which is pretty solid.
Also, you have to wait. There's people outside burning books, and you have to, like, look at the burned book ledger first.
I didn't, but what did it say?
Oh, well, I overheard some overseers, like, talking about the books they were burning, and they gave me a mission objective, so I went and looked at the ledger. Basically,
I got the mission objective, I just didn't do it.
I guess you don't have to. What did it say? It's, like, basically, it's, like, oh, the stuff that you care about is with the head sister lady, I don't remember what she's called, Roswin?
Yeah, Sister Roswin.
And then I also just, like, list stuff that they either burned or, like, sent back, to, like, I don't know, be looked at. It's fine that they're just burning all this shit. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, as per usual, the game gives you, like, a lot of opportunities to figure out what you need to do, so I just didn't do this, and I walked in through the basement, which is very odd for me, because usually I go in through the ceiling.
I think I went in through the front door.
Well, so yeah, if you go in through, like, the front door in the front courtyard with the giant turtle, you can overhear some overseers, like, looking at a dead witch, and they're talking about how she escaped from the basements through a vent.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, I'm gonna go in through that vent. So I did.
And there's also a witch, there's, like, one witch that they're keeping prisoner down in the basement, which is fine.
Yeah, so they're doing some fucked up shit down here in the basement.
As usual.
Whoever wrote that contract about the Abbey committing unspeakable crimes, he was right on. Yeah, so if you go down to the basement, there's, like, a shit ton of overseers down here, so it's really inconvenient.
You just have to kill all of them.
So yeah, so I did kill all of them, but unlike the other games, like, with the other games, you can upgrade so that if you kill someone...
Oh, that turns to ash.
Yeah, so yeah, if you kill someone, they turn to ash, so you don't have to hide dead bodies. But in this game, you do have to hide dead bodies.
Or you can just not hide them and then continually get people alerted because you didn't hide the dead bodies, which is what I did.
That's not what I did, because every time, like, they always make a big ruckus, and that's like, okay, but I wanted to hear, like, the cutscenes that they're doing.
Yeah.
So I very sneakily hid all of the dead bodies,
good
which normally I don't do, but, like, it's like, I really want to know the shit you're saying, so I can't interrupt, like, I can't have you guys be alerted before I overhear you talking about things.
I know, I wish that they would continue talking even as they're, like, searching for murderers. I don't see why they have to shut up.
I know, it's like, I really want the world building here, so could you please keep talking about your weird medical experiments that I hate you for?
Thanks.
So that when I kill you, I don't feel bad? Because they are doing fun medical experiments down here in the basement.
Well, it's like, if you just go to the morgue first, then you won't feel bad about killing anybody.
That's true, but I did not, because I didn't go to the morgue first.
Anyway, they have, the musical chairs are down here.
The musical chairs are down here, and they do actually mean musical chairs, in that they're chairs with giant speakers built into them that play, do you remember the music boxes that fucking suck? They play
that.
The overseer music directly into the witch's brains, and there's a bunch of audiographs sitting about that are like, oh man, we played the music and she died.
Weird. And they keep doing it, and it keeps killing people, and they're like, well, oh well. Seems fine.
Yeah, and their theory on this is that there's a heretical organ inside the witches. Like, they just have, like, their kidney is heretical, I guess. Like,
I mean, apparently.
Yeah, and so, like, they have a, there's a heretical organ inside the witches that turns music into pain, and that's why they can't be cleansed and they die instead. So I killed all of these people.
And you can steal one of them, that one of them has the key to this, like, jail that this other witch is in.
Yeah, you can go to the cell and she'll talk to you. She'll be like, hey, can I leave? She's like, will you kill everyone so I can leave safely? And I was like, honestly, don't really have a problem with that. So yes, I will kill everyone and I'll be back later.
Yep.
So I did.
Do you have to actually, like, kill everyone? Because I just killed everyone, like, between her and, like, outside. And then I told her to go and she seemed fine, so.
I don't know. I did kill everyone, but that's just because I wanted to do it for the contract.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know. I'm sure she's fine.
I'm sure she's fine. She was cool. She was very traumatized.
Yeah, she's not having a great time. At all. Yeah, so you can set her free and you can just keep going upstairs. And honestly, there's, like, not really that much in here.
This is why I say, like, nothing happens in this level. Because it's, like, there's, so in addition to overseers, there's, like, oracular sisters who have clubs that they will beat you to death with. And I don't like that.
I actually do really like the Oracular Sisters. They have cool outfits.
They have cool outfits. They're all wearing blindfolds. They fucking murdered me so many times.
Yeah, so, like, they're, like, in all white with, like, an all white tunic with, like, thigh-high leather boots. cute little vests.
The Felix Roldarius look.
Yeah. Blindfolds and just, like, heavy, what, bases that they will just fucking whack you.
It really hurts.
Like, and they're actually really good at it. I'm always really impressed every time I come in here because they're actually way better fighters than the Overseer.
Well, because, like, my strategy often is, like, when I'm confronted with someone, I just, like, jab at them randomly with my knife, which doesn't work on the sisters because they block really well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because they have, like, a billy club.
Yeah. So, it's, like, actually quite hard to kill all the sisters. And they're just, like, walking around, chilling. There's a couple who are, like, talking about how horrible it is that, like, Bran Ashworth, like, was able to manipulate the Oracular Sisters and plant prophecies into their mind, which is, honestly, I wish had, like, been more in this level, because I was actually really fascinated by that.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no, like, really cool cutscenes where you, like, learn anything new. It's just literally all of the Overseers are walking around and cataloging heretical artifacts. And the Oracular Sisters are having a meeting.
Yeah.
That's, like, pretty...
Did you, like, listen into their meeting? Because I just, like, I talked to her, the lady as Brother Cardoza, but otherwise I didn't really talk to her.
I talked to her as Brother Cardoza, but I didn't listen in because there's not really a way to listen in. The only way up there is through the door.
Yeah.
So, no. So, yeah, if you go to, like, the head curator's office, where Brianna Ashworth used to be.
Yeah, it's like, I actually kind of liked it, because as I was in this room, I was like, oh, that's where the Statue of Delilah used to be that one time that I talked to her.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, they kept a lot of, like, the map is the same, but they kept, like, a lot of all the witches' stuff, because it's like, well, the overseers are cleaning it out. So you can go around and find, like, remnants left by the witches.
Yeah, the whole place is, like, done up like a crime scene. Like, there's, like, blood on the floor and everywhere, but there's, like, numbers, like, numbering things. Like, it's like, oh, here's where we got, like, this horrible bone charm or whatever.
Yeah, it's actually really funny.
But, yeah, so if you go up there, you, like, overhear one of the witches being like, yo, well, she's like, hey, Brother Cardoza, like, the head sister lady wants to talk to you.
Yeah. So, like, the way, you don't have to do it this way. Actually, you might have to do it this way.
I don't think so, because I don't think I'd ever done this before. I think you can just kill her and take it.
Okay. So the way the game sets it up, they want you, it's like the witch will, or the, not the witch, sorry, the sister will come in and be like, hey, could you come out to the terrace and talk to the head sister? And Brother Cardozo will say yes, and she'll walk away, and that's your opportunity to go sneak up behind him and steal his face.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, yeah, I'll be out there in a minute. I have to finish this horrible autopsy I'm conducting first, though.
Yeah. If you wait long enough, the witch will call for him again, and he'll walk over to the terrace. So the first time I did that, because I completely forgot what happens, and you get, like, a little objective failed marker, and it's like,
oh, really? Whoops. You'd think that she'd give it to him, and you could just take it from him, but whoops.
I know. I'm not... I don't know. I guess you can't... I'm sure you can steal it off his dead body.
Yeah, you probably just then have to get it another way.
But you're supposed to steal his face, walk out to the terrace, and talk to Lena Roswin, who is the head oracular sister. And she gives you a silver graph.
Yeah, she's basically, and like, Billy's like, so what can you tell me about this? And she's basically like, it's like rancid as fuck, like you should burn it.
Yeah, she tells you to burn it, which of course I didn't.
Yeah, Billy's like, okay, I'll just go look at this with the silver graph projector that's in, like, a different room.
Yeah, and I also killed everyone while I was out here.
Yeah, and I like, after I was done stealing Brother Cardozo's face, I went back and killed him because I hate him.
Sorry, I left him in his musical chair.
Well, I was just like, I think you should die.
I think he could be tortured.
I mean, torturing is fine. You could definitely torture him.
I wanted the contract, so I went and put him in his chair, but you were so valid for just killing him immediately. And then you could just go right back downstairs and look at the silver graph.
Yeah, and, like, Billy puts in the silver graph, and which I do like that what's, like, in the silver graph machine is, like, the turtle.
Yeah,
someone, like, took a picture of the big turtle. I love the big turtle so much.
mm-hmm.
And Billy is like, oh, it's Shinday Ray, and I, like, looked at it, and I was like, I can't tell what this is that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, it's pretty much, it's like a map to Shinday Peak, and Billy's like, there's not supposed to be anything in here at Shinday Peak, so, clearly, that's where I'm supposed to go next. And then that's the end.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, like, the only thing that you really have to do. There's, like, other stuff, but...
I mean, just usually like, a lot of the other missions have, like, bigger side quests and stuff like that.
Yeah, this mission is definitely, I think, like, both the shortest and, like, the least interesting in the game.
Yeah, there's a couple of audiographs you can find that are interesting. There's one audiograph from, like, a sister who's talked about, like, who's a sister investigating the conservatory, and she talks about how... she's been attending to, like, the dead oracular sisters, and some evenings she's heard voices coming from them. And she's like, what the fuck? Everyone's accusing me of heresy, but I swear to God, I'm hearing them.
Yeah, and, like, she's like, I brought this audiograph so that I can listen to them, and, like, any minute they'll start talking. And then she's like, oh my God, why am I the only person that can hear them? Like, what did I do to deserve this? It's really sad.
I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry about this, Sister Quay.
She's trying her best.
There's also a really disgusting autopsy audiograph that I will not read because it's fucking gross.
So this is why I was like, I have to kill Brother Cardozo.
But just know that he's just nasty.
He's just, it's not great. I don't love it.
So gross. So yeah, his autopsy on, like, a completely normal person, just a normal witch. And he just gets fucking nasty by this dead lady. So I think you're valid for killing him.
Thank you.
And that's it.
What else is in here? Oh, you can find Roswin's journal.
Oh,
for
yes.
The contract. It's like you find, it's actually kind of cool because it's like you find like another lady like on top of like the elevator shaft, like the part of the elevator, like the ceiling of it. Because I guess she was like trying to escape, and if you like loot her body, she has the contract that you have, so it's, like, she was trying to steal it.
Mm-hmm. And then if you jump down in the elevator, like, she's kind of, like, hanging half in, half out of the elevator, and if you jump down into the elevator, you can pick up her, all the prophecies and stuff.
Yeah, which, like, one of them, they are kind of interesting, because, like, one of them is basically, like, Roswin being, like, I saw, like, the outsiders, like, and she doesn't say death in the void, she says, like, his demise in the void or something, like, a little more ambivalent.
Mm-hmm.
But It's like, oh yeah, she says, I witnessed the outsider's final moments in the void. And then it's like, I don't know, like, if I should tell anyone, because, like, some people might greet his death with exultation, but others would show more wisdom. And then she's like, oh, I know what I must do. And then it's like, well, what was that, lady? You didn't write that part down?
Yeah. There's, like, one book you can find on the Oracular Sisters that tells you how they make decisions, which is, like, they're required to have meetings of, like, at least 30 or so sisters. And every single sister has been assigned, like, a different viewpoint to argue for, even if, like, they're unpopular and people don't like them. And then they make their decisions like that.
It's, like, the worst debate club, but it's your life, and you have to wear a blindfold all the time.
It's like, okay, like, I'm theoretically into this concept, but what the fuck?
I guess they're probably having a better time than the overseers, but only a little bit.
Yeah. This would have been, like, the Oracular Sisters are so fucking fascinating, because it's, like, they do go walk into the void, like.
I wish that we had, like, where do the Oracular Sisters, like, normally live? Like, why didn't we go there?
Yeah, I don't know, especially because you could overhear Gar, like, overseers talking about how it's really rare that the Oracular Sisters have, like.
Yeah.
Come to actually study anything.
I mean, it's because they wanted to reuse this level is the answer, but...
That's the reason why.
Which, I respect that, but also, give me the world building.
Yeah, it's just... This would have been such a good opportunity to get really into the world building. Like, if they'd had, like, overseers and, like, sisters talking about, like, different prophecies or, like, different ways they wanted to approach... the conservatory, or if, like, some of the Oracular Sisters have been like, maybe don't do weird medical experiments on the witches. Anything.
Like, maybe we're not into that. Can we vote on that?
So, yeah, it's very, yeah. Don't like it.
Rip. I can find a note from Brianna Ashworth.
Really? Where?
You cannot make me describe where anything in this building was. It was by a portrait of Stilton that had, like, a hollow in it. Which, I don't know why the fuck there was
In the curator's office? Here.
Maybe, I don't remember where it was. I don't know where anything was. but it's, like, it's interesting because it, like... kind of brings up the, like, weird temporal situation with whatever happened at Stilton's Manor, because, like, what happened, like, because, like, the timeline was changed.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, basically, Brianna's like, oh, like, there's still weird void bullshit there, and, like, all of his servants, like, see and hear weird things, and afterwards, Billy is like, damn, like, the world is, like, breaking apart.
Seems bad. Seems, like, not great.
It's not great.
Yeah. But yeah, God, this is such a boring level. We don't have anything to talk about in it.
We can talk about the Untamed. No, we can't talk about the Untamed.
I just think the sisters are super cool. And I was so excited the first time I played this game. And I was like, oh, this is going to be so great. We're going to get to, like, learn about the sisters. And you really just don't.
Yeah, the next mission is cooler. That's my hot take.
This is just, like, really this is just a really big mission that, like, nothing happens in.
Well, because mostly it's like, oh, the overseers are bad, and it's like, don't worry, I knew that the overseers were bad.
Yeah, and it's like, it would have been interesting to see, like, it would have been cool to see, if, like, how well the overseers and the Oracular Sisters work together, because, like, the Oracular Sisters do go into the fucking void, and, like, the overseers don't really seem to have a problem with the void. It's just a problem with the fucking outsiders, so, like...
Well, it's fine when they do it.
Weird situation.
Yeah, it's like, this level isn't about how you should eat the rich, which is what all the other levels are about, so that's the problem.
Yeah, there just really needed to be more on this level. Like, they didn't do anything.
But the turtle was still there, and for that I am happy.
I do like the turtle.
It's a good turtle.
I did have a really good time because they put up all the funky biohazard walls. You can just go, like, blink onto all of the, like, all the taxidermy, like, giant owls and stuff. And I just, like, went and had a really good time blinking all around there. Because usually if you go on there, people can Everyone see you can if see they're you. On the balcony. But they've, like, tented the whole area. You can't even see, like, they've literally put up, like, ceilings, so you can't even see from the balcony down.
Yeah, and you can run around on the tarp, basically, and I'm like, I feel like this should, like, kill me, but I guess it's fine.
I know. I did accidentally drop really far and die. Uh-huh. Yeah, because there's, like, up on the very top part, there's, like, that little rooftop area and the elevator shaft you can get to. So it's like, I'll go check out what's over there. But then going slow takes so long. So I ran, and then I accidentally slid. And instead of sliding straight, I slid a little sideways and just went down. Like, well, three levels. Cracked my head open.
R.I.P.
I got better.
Yeah, you reloaded. And it was fine.
I did. I reloaded and it was fine. Oh, there's also the witch in the basement. When you tell her, that it's all safe to go, she'll give you the location to a key. Which I had never done this before. So
I just, like, didn't do this because I didn't feel like it. What do you find if you go to it?
There's, like, a locked room on the second floor with, like, a note taped to the door that's like, hey, we can't find the key. Like, see if one of the witches in the holding cell knows what's up. I was like, well, I've already endeared myself to the witch in the holding cell, so I'll just go ask her. And there's, like, a key hanging on top of a portrait to the left, so it's, like, tucked up on the frame. And you can get into, like, a small room that has nothing in it but, like, some dead witches and a bone charm. It kind of looks as if they had, like, barricaded themselves in here because there's, like, a ton of food, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think there's a note that, like, talks about, like, oh, we need to get into the room where those witches were barricaded.
Yeah, I think that's that note. And there's, like, a bone charm in there.
Good times.
Always a good time. So fun.
Yeah, that's kind of it. This is completely unrelated to this mission, but I realized that we never talked about, do you know those notes that you can find that Billy writes to Dowd and then throws into the water?
What? No.
Have you never found these? I've also actually never found them, but I know they exist and they make me sad.
No. Wait, like near maybe.
Near the dreadful whale?
I want to say yes, but maybe not. I feel like I found them and I did not deem them important. That seems like something I would not do.
I mean, basically it's like, so I think it's like in the first three missions you can find somewhere in the water. I actually looked for them and could not figure out where they were. But it's like basically notes that Billy has written to Dowd and thrown into the ocean. Because that's how Billy and Dowd communicate.
Uh-huh.
Is by not communicating. You
can't just fucking talk to each other. This is why y'all were separated for like 15 years.
But yeah, basically they're just, like, all her, like, sad thoughts about, like, either how she's looking for him or how he's, like, there but, like, different or, like, how she's, like, damn, like, you're super about to die.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing.
So, this is also reminding me that one of the witches, like, you can hear an audiograph, like, with her or something, and she talked about how, or no, you can find in the basement, they're, like, have logs of all the witches they fucking murdered.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so they'll be like, oh, here's our ledger of, like, their crime. And they're, like, heresy or whatever. And one of them was, like, her crime was, like, being able to talk to rats, basically. And I was like, okay, interesting.
Well, so other people can talk to rats?
Well, it makes sense that the witches can.
Yeah, well, because it's like, it seems like Billy's always been able to do it, right? Like, she implies that.
I don't know how long she's been able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like rats are kind of associated with the outsider and then also are, like, associated with, like, people of, like, low social status. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, I feel like, and it's like the witches are kind of, like, the intersection of both of those things.
Yeah, and I don't know. It made me wonder. It's like, okay, so has Billy always been able to do this? Or is this something she, like, gained when she joined the witches? Does she do it with, like, a bone charm? Because she does in the note she writes to Deirdre, or the note about her nightmare, that she has, like, a charm.
Well, I think that charm, she means the weird thing that Deirdre gave her that she keeps. The, like, I don't know if it's like a heart or like, I think she calls it a rat charm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think, is it the rat charm that lets her do it? I think the game like might imply that in like, there's, if you like, look at your equipment note. Screen.
There's one note where Billy says she fell asleep holding the charm Deirdre gave me. And she says she bundled it up in a braid and gave it to me for luck, but it wasn't luck that made the rats start talking.
That's weird. That's wild. Deirdre, where did you get that shit?
I know, right? She stole it. She stole it from a rich man.
Oh, okay.
That's what it says right here.
Well, I'm not looking at what you're looking at.
Sorry. She says, I remember her picking some rich man's pocket for some coin or a watch, instead pulled out this thing, dead and humming.
I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy that. That's what lets her talk to rats. That makes more sense than it just being like, she can talk to rats.
I know. Yeah, it's very, I guess it is just like a talisman.
Yeah, well, because it like,
Dishonored Wiki says, the talisman allows Billy to overhear the conversations of rats whispered in Deirdre's voice.
Okay.
That's fucked up. Okay,
what is the citation on that? Like, where does it say that it's Deirdre's voice? Because I've also heard that, and I don't know where it says it.
This note says, it was only after Deirdre lay dying that the charm started whispering her sweet voice to me.
That's so sad.
I know. Billy's really having a time.
She's been having a time for, again, since she was, like, 14.
Yeah, that's okay. Yep, that's fair.
It's rough.
I know. I never use the rat whispering thing enough.
I talk to them sometimes, and then I hate it.
I talk to them sometimes, but almost every single time, except for the taxidermy office, every single time they've only told me things I already know. It's like, because you can listen to them for clues, but it's like a lot harder to find rats than it is to overhear overseers talking.
Yeah, and also their clues are like so like impossible to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Which like makes sense, because it's like how rats see the world, but also it's like, this isn't actually helpful.
Yeah.
It is a cool detail, but it's like, this is not useful to me.
It's not super useful, yeah.
This would explain why Billy is like reading The Lonely Rat Boy to herself every fucking night.
Aww. Oh, yeah, she was reading another chapter of The Lonely Rat Boy on her, it was, like, by her bed, chapter 4.
I didn't bother, I haven't been reading it, because, like, I feel like I already know the story. Rip to The Lonely Rat Boy.
I haven't either, but maybe we should have, for posterity's sake, and because this is a short episode.
Well, sometimes that's how it is.
It's fine. It mostly just is sad.
That's Dishonored.
That is Dishonored.
It is. It's sad. Next week, some shit goes down.
God, next week is such a long-ass mission, isn't it?
I know. I am curious if, like, we're going to have this really short episode, and then next time we're going to have to split it. Because, like, next week is long.
Is, like, a huge map, I feel like.
Yeah, it's really big. Because it's like, yeah. Also, yeah, it's the last mission of the game.
You're right. Yeah. The next mission is called A Hole in the World. And if I recall, it's fucking giant.
It's giant. I'm going to die a lot. It's going to be great.
It's spooky as hell.
This is, like, the next mission is the only part of the game that, like, has ever, like, legitimately scared me.
I know. It's terrifying. I can't wait to get there.
But yeah, so basically when you leave this map, instead of, like, going on the water like you usually do, you go back to Billy's little bolt hole and, like, you go to her luggage, basically, and click on it and are like, okay, let's go.
That is really wild. Sorry. I had never heard anyone use the term bolt hole before today.
That's not
the wild part. It's a real thing, and I know that. It's just because I read a fanfic that used it, like, 12 times, and I had never heard it. Today I read that fanfic, and I'd never heard that term before.
Was it in the Cinderella Untamed AU?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll read that after this.
Sorry, we can continue on. Sometimes you're so smart. You use such impressive words.
Thank you. It's because I read a lot of fanfiction. Also, that was, like, all I had to say. You pick up her luggage, and then it's like, I guess you left.
Yeah, you pick up her luggage, and you go. I didn't pick it up because I didn't want the thing to roll without me.
Yeah, I just, like, I left it because the opening scene is really good next time.
Yes, it is.
Sorry that I just keep being like, next time is going to be great.
I hope so, because this is a boring ass episode.
No, we're great. We're very funny.
Uh-huh. Where can you be found on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at Lucky Dice Kirby, tweeting a very normal amount about The Untamed. Which is not my fault, it's Claire's fault. You can find the podcast at Drunken Whalers, and sometimes I'll retweet maps that I drew of the bank, and it was great.
Could you do the Royal Conservatory next?
Sure. It's gonna be even better. Where are you on the internet?
You can find me at Surrealist Trees on Twitter. I'm also tweeting a completely normal amount about The Untamed. That's my fault, because I'm the one who got Sarah to watch it. So
yeah. You should watch The Untamed. It's on Netflix. You who's listening.
And our intro and outro music is Goosebeak Whale by Alps. So I will put a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, see you next week. The Outsider will be there this time.
That's all you care about.
Yeah, correct. And I'm right.
Uh-huh.